And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU soil health specialist Chandler Gruner from the North Central Research Center. And Chandler, soil sampling is crucial, especially this time of year, you tell me. Could you explain why to our audience?
So yeah, soil sampling this time of year is important for not only your normal fertility, but also when you're thinking about like your soil health, you want to measure some parametrics that go into that. Soil organic matter is a common one you want to think about, and it's an available test here at many North Dakota soil testing labs. So organic matter is about 58% carbon, and it's also, we think about organic matter is made up of three parts. Some people say it's active, fresh, and stable. And so what we're saying is it's just a three different fractions, and we measure it as a whole number, and we base it on the percent carbon. Like I said, 58% carbon goes into organic matter, and that's the best way we can actually estimate it. And so you want to go out and measure this in the springtime when you hit that time period when your plants are starting to grow a little bit, the ground's softened up, and your normal sample timing. You want to be consistent with that year to year.
All right, good stuff, Chandler. And hey, we'll have more on soil sample timing when we come back.
Join us March 22nd at the Rugby Livestock Auction for the 21st annual Cranview Gelvie and Angus Genetic Progress Sale. Selling will be 45 Gelvie, Balancer, and Angus bulls, as well as over 30 replacement females and show prospects. Our lots feature genetics that include LRSF Grand Teton K50 and Woodhill Merit H224. Several of the females are champion show caliber prospects as well. We're also live on DV Auction starting at 1 p.m. Central. That's the Cranview Gelvie and Angus Genetic Progress Sale March 22nd. Don't miss it.
Hold on to your hats, everyone. CeeLo Green is headed to Four Bears Casino. See the five-time Grammy winner live on March 22nd. Come and hear hits like Bright Lights, Bigger City, Kung Fu Fighting, and everyone's favorite, Forget You. Tickets are on sale now. Plus, get a fun bus pass and let us do the driving. CeeLo Green, March 22nd at Four Bears in Newtown. Get tickets at fourbearscasino.com.
Talking soil sampling timing today with Chandler Gruner. And Chandler, tell us about soil organic matter soil sampling and the timing of it here.
Once you do your soil samples, you do it in the springtime every year. You want to kind of remember is if you sampled them last year, you probably don't necessarily want to go out and measure it again this year. So one of the things we see in throughout the research, and no matter where you are, is between year one and three is probably where you'll see maybe a little bit of gains, but more likely you'll see the gains between year one and five. So going every year, it's not really necessary. Going every other year or every 3 or 4 years, sometimes every 5 years, we've seen success on this method both in a ranching operation and in agricultural field crop operations.
All right, good stuff as always. Thanks, Chandler. And that will bring this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Cranview Gelvie and Angus Sale, by Four Bears Casino and Lodge near Newtown, North Dakota, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.